Hey, good morning. We're back, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And that's what we want to talk about. We want to encourage you to take you and your family fishing as much as possible and get into the outdoors. And if you can't, just make sure you explore our beautiful natural resources here in Maryland. And we do have an abundance of them. We got a lot of opportunities here for people to just go out and enjoy the outdoors. Here's Jack in Rogers Ford, wants to talk about the Crab Magazine. Yes, sir, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. You mentioned you're going to be starting a crab magazine.
Yeah, I've been out there. Beating the bushes, talking to crab shacks and commercial guys and crab supply houses and restaurants and.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been out there. I've been out there everywhere. So
okay, I highly recommend Jimmy Cantler's Riverside Inn. Have you ever heard of that place?
I did now.
Okay, it's down off of Route 450 in near Annapolis.
Right. Okay. Well. Wait a minute, Jack. Do you know the guy?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I've just been there.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of great restaurants around, and I don't want to start ticking them off here on the air, but I will write that one down and appreciate that. You know,
the reason I mentioned it was because they have a license to display Maryland diamondback terrapins in an aquarium.
That's cool.
And that's a nice thing for somebody to see. And they also have a nice dockside soft crab shedding operation.
Am I going to have to send them an invoice?
No.
Oh, okay.
I also called to recommend a point of reference for your crab magazine.
All righty.
I, at one time, read a book by the name of Beautiful Swimmer.
Well, I've heard of that, yep.
By William Warner.
Yep.
It's a wonderful history of watermen, crabs, and the Chesapeake Bay.
Yep, no question about it.
And it has a whole list of references regarding Smith Island, Deal Island, all that stuff. It's all well documented.
Sure.
And I thought it would be nice, you know, maybe for a resource for your magazine.
No doubt in my mind. No
okay,
doubt.
Sorry for the inadvertent advertising. I just try to relay information.
I understand, but it's no problem at all, and we've got it written down, and we will call on them. That's for sure.
Okay.
We're in the beginning couple weeks of the process, and we've been to probably 50 or 60 places around the state, but there's a couple of hundred of them. So,
oh right,
yeah, no, and. Right. Anything, Jack, I'm sure you have email. You're welcome to send me any recommendations on email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Sure. Well, you'll find a number of nice places down on Brooms Island Road as well.
Yep. Been down St. Mary's County, been down Charles County, Calvert County, and I know the Brooms Island area. I don't know it well, but I know there's a lot of folks down there. So
I went crabbing there one time, and I tell you, the crabs were just jumping into the boat.
They were jumping into the boat. Really?
It was an overnight camping ground, and we just went out there and just, you know, cooked them right there on the beach.
Yeah, man. Nothing like it, is there?
I know.
Nothing like it.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're going to be expanding your literary
my publishing dynasty, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly has been very successful with its short life right now, and we're very happy for that. And of course, the website's helped that, and having good references and good folks contributing also helps with that. So there you
sure.
go. Yep.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Listen, have a nice weekend.
All right. You do the same, Jack. Thanks.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye bye.
There goes Jack. All right. Let's see. Oh, my. There's a Sally in Charles Village. Let's see what Sally wants to talk about. Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm fine, thank you. I would like to... Are you aware that there was a meeting this week where people were remembering William Donald Schaefer anecdotally, and there's talk of having a memorial garden to him somewhere? Does he have any connections as an... the outdoors that you know of?
William Donald Schaefer?
Yeah.
Hmm. I ran into William Donald Schaefer at the State Fair one day, and I had the recorder with me for the radio show. And it was during the striped bass moratorium. And his interest in fishing was extremely limited, if I remember the interview, and extremely short, even though he was there for the governor's fishing challenge, where people were getting awards for catching fish. And I'm not sure. I don't even remember how that all worked out, the governor's fishing challenge. They don't do it anymore.
Well, anyway, I had this thought that it would be lovely as a memorial to have a great big beautiful merry-go-round there at the head of the harbor, about where the old McCormick's factory used to be.
Sure.
It would produce income coming in. It would be just a jolly affair all around, I think.
A big merry-go-round dedicated to William Donald Schaefer. Well, he was an expert at political speech, and a merry-go-round would be extremely apropos there, Sally.
Right. It connects well in my mind. Would like to explain why. The other thing, if I may bring it up, is this. During the last days of the political campaigns, life is hideous, from the telephone ringing off the hook with robocalls from politicos.
Oh, I know.
And I made a vow at the last election that I was not going to vote for anyone who made a robocall to me. So far, that means I will not be voting for Mitt Romney, as he made one to me. You know, they should send a postcard to every registered voter that says, "Do you want robocalls from the politicians?"
Boy, what a great idea. Yeah.
So drop this postage paid card in the envelope, and then you will get them. Otherwise, you won't. So I wanted to get that off my chest, if you don't. Thank you for giving me
time. Oh, I'm glad you did, Sally. And, you know, unfortunately, registered voters in, I guess, every state now are being besieged by these robocalls. And the one that the during the last election, I did receive one of those calls that what was his name? Paul Shurick.
Really?
Yeah. One of the Ehrlich calls that said that I live in Baltimore County, but I do have a Baltimore zip code, and it was one of those robocalls about hey, you don't have to go to the polls and all that stuff. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, this is not good. Somebody's going to get in trouble for this one. So,
yeah.
You know, but yeah, I'm not at home most days. I'm out working, and the answering machine is on, and I'll come home, and every now and then there'll be a recorded robocall. But for the most part, when they get an answering machine, they click off. So that's a good thing. So
okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you for listening.
All right, Sally, keep listening, because Captain Seaweed's on the line. He wants to talk about Donald Schaefer and crabbing. So I'll let your call go, and you can turn your radio back on, okay?
Thank you.
All righty. There you go. And there goes Sally. But let's first talk to hang on there, Captain Seaweed. Let's talk to Gene in Glen Burnie. He called in first. Good morning, Gene. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Gene Hyatt, National Wild Turkey Federation. National Wild Turkey Federation.
We're going to have that safety clinic today, rain or shine. So
down at
Meyer Station.
Meyer Station. I was mind drew a blank there for a second. Good. Good. And are you still accepting walk-ins?
Yes, we will. It's right. 1600 Meyer Station Road in Odington.
Yeah, in case anybody wants to put that in their GPS, 1600 Meyer Station Road in Odington. Yeah, I didn't know if your registration was full. I have that right here in my little handout stuff to talk about. So.
Yeah, I know you've been plugging us.
Yeah, a little bit.
It'll probably be a full house with this weather. We're probably going to have to do most of it inside.
Yeah, I understand. But you are, you know, if somebody wants to bring their shotgun, you are patterning shotguns, the weather permitting.
If we can get in between the raindrops, we're still going to open the range up.
Good deal, buddy. Glad to hear it. All right. Well, I'm glad you called in and talked about it. Anything else coming up? You got something in June, too, don't you?
We have our women's event in June, and the end of June we have a weekend for the Jakes, for the youth organization.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anybody wants information on turkeys in Central Maryland here, you guys are the Turkey Federation here in Maryland, and the Central Maryland chapter is www.centralmarylandchapternwtf.com, right?
Yes, sir. You got her.
All right, good. And my buddy Frank Hall and you, Gene Hyatt, are movers and shakers, Danny Zinkhan and some other folks that are really active in that chapter. And if anybody wants to know that the Meyer Station is right off of Route 175, right?
Yes, it's right off of Meyer Station Road.
Yeah.
You come in off of Conway Road, the 424 Conway Road intersection at 301.
Okay.
We do have signs out at that point.
Okay, good deal. But the physical address is 1600 Meyer Station Road.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Odenton 21113, anybody wants to GPS it. Okay, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gene. Stay in touch. See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Captain Seaweed wants to talk about Donald Schaefer and crabbing. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, first off, I want to congratulate you very much for putting this magazine together that you're putting together with crabs.
Yeah, are you online, Captain?
Yes, I am.
Okay, the website, and I said there's not a lot of content there, but it'll give you the feel for it, is mdloves crabs.com.
I can kind of remember that. When you think about
well,
crabs,
you know you love crabs, so you know Maryland loves crabs. It's just abbreviated, that's all.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'll tell you also, Donald Schaefer and I go back a lot of years.
Yep.
In 1993, Donald Schaefer made me with a proclamation with DNR, Dr. Brown at that time, the environmental captain of the Chesapeake Bay.
I know Torrey Brown, sure.
He and Donald Schaefer proclaimed me the environmental captain of the Chesapeake Bay.
Absolutely.
The proclamation at the Capitol and all that was fantastic. Because of my knowledge of crabs and the Chesapeake Bay.
Well, Captain, I would like to invite you to be a contributor to Maryland Loves Crabs. Would you be interested in writing something for me?
Absolutely, I would, certainly.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on hold here when you're finished with your call. And any conversation you'd like to have going forward, we'd love to. But I think that would be very cool to have an article by Captain Seaweed with a nice picture of you and a big old crab and in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. So we'll put you on hold, and Pat will grab your phone number. I'll get in touch with you.
That would be fine, very much, sir.
You like that? Now, are you online? If I Google Captain Seaweed, will I find anything about you on there?
You would have to Google Captain Seaweed and Crew Incorporated.
Really?
Captain Seaweed and Crew Incorporated. I've been incorporated since 1989 with my environmental issues and talking about salt crabs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to talk to you about. So there you go.
In fact, I kind of missed you a little while because I haven't been preparing myself for my summer to build up of salt crabs. But now I'm in the mood to start working with my salt crabs within the next few weeks,
uh-huh.
At least preparing for it.
All right.
Heard you on the radio here.
Sure.
I have to be sitting right out here at McDonald's eating a oatmeal earlier this morning, and I'm on my way down to the Eastern Shore.
Well, good for you. Enjoy yourself.
I will do that. Now, I hope to be able to give you a real good, substantial letter or whatever write-up for the crabs. I'd love to do that.
I'm looking forward to that. Yes, sir.
And my picture with my green head is what you want to put in there. Because that's what I wear.
Hey, no doubt in my mind. No doubt.
I wear a costume, my white uniform, my green head, and my blue hair.
Your gray head and your blue hair.
My green head. My green head and my blue hair.
Well, I'm gonna have to get that picture. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll be in touch with you soon.
Okay. Should I just hang up now?
Just hang on there. Pat'll grab you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you. There we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you about it. Fish bones. Now, we're talking about crabbing here and want to get your appetite all excited here for crabs. The best crab steamer you can find anywhere is available at Fish Bones Bait and Tackle. I've been to the factory that makes these things. Let me tell you what. Fishbone Bait and Tackle is located at 4729 Mountain Road. And these guys at the factory are dedicated crabbers, too. They have the best stainless steel cooker you will ever find with a basket in half bushel, bushel, and bushel and a half sizes. You can steam a bushel and a half crabs in one of these steamers. 4729 Mountain Road, Pasadena, Maryland. 410-360-0573. Write that down. Not only do they have the crab steamers, they have all the crabbing supplies that you could need, want, or imagine. Bait and tackle, hand-tied rockfish lures ready to go. Bucktails, parachutes, any color, custom colors. They even have black and purple ones if you want. That's Fish Bones. Take Route 100 all the way to the end. Hit Mountain Road in Pasadena. Head towards Gibson Island. They're 2.5 miles on the right-hand side. I think there's a Shell station right there beside them, and you can find them right there at Fish Bones Bait and Tackle. For an up-to-date fishing report, give Bud a call, 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573 for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. It's getting to be that time of the year again, and Jeanette Puvini, the buyer beware columnist at MarketWatch.com, says for the best vacation deals this summer, think beaches and think theme parks.
In the state, Florida is the spot to head to for Fort Lauderdale and Orlando. Those are both areas that are going to have some great deals, mainly because Spirit Airlines and Virgin America have added flights.
And you don't have to stay stateside for good vacation deals.
For European travel, Spain is topping the list. It's going to be about $600 less than other European countries. Ireland is a close second. That's for peak travel season, which is July through August.
And by the way, booking at the right time can save you money regardless of where you go. Best time to book? 4 in the afternoon Eastern Time on Tuesdays. Friday afternoon is another good time. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal Report.
Welcome to the Lincoln Financial Chief Life Officer Business Update. Mr. Barkles is appointed Chief Tail Wagging and Slobbering Officer.
The arrival of Mr. Barkles is seen as a positive by shareholders Molly and Sam. Duties will involve cuddling and gnawing on table legs.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update is brought to you by Lincoln Financial. We protect your family and help secure your future. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Product and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and in New York, Lincoln Life and Annuity Company of New York, Syracuse, New York.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio
680. All right, let's talk to Rick on his cell phone. Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's up?
I was listening to you this morning. Unfortunately, I'm working. You were talking about doing a crabbing magazine or
yep,
something?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, well, I have an idea for those fly liners out there. When they put out, long lines of line for crabbing.
Yeah, trot line.
Okay, my idea is
Look, we have an old lady stocking out of her drawer, cut up small pieces, and tying up on that chicken neck. And what happened is, you know, they grab onto the chicken neck with their legs. And, of course, you know, the Scotch stockings are very finely knitted. What happened when Crab holds onto the chicken neck and also get hold of the stocking piece, they can't get it off. They can't get their legs out of it. They'll get stuck.
Ah.
They get it out, see, but they can't.
Yeah. So when you attach a chicken neck to the snood, make sure you just wrap a piece of stocking around the chicken neck or just stick it down inside a piece
of
stocking.
Right, piece of stocking pieces on there, and they will get just tangled in that fine net, and, you know, they'll struggle, but they, you know, I guarantee you, you will increase the catch.
And you do this?
I will try it.
Okay. You guarantee they'll increase their catch, but you haven't tried it yet. But you will. But you will try it.
I will try it.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, stocking is a very finely knitted item, you know, material. And they do get tangled. They cannot come off of it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so I think it's a pretty good idea. I will give it a try, and I wish the Crabbers give it a shot.
All right. Well, we'll pass that along. We appreciate that.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you. You too. Bye bye. That makes sense. Knit stocking. You know, just put it around the chicken neck. Put chicken net on the snoot or tie it on the line or whatever. However you do your bait. And I like it. You like it, Pat? If it gets the job done, that's all that matters. Yeah, get the old crab tangled up in the stocking and stays on the line a second longer. Pull that line over the roller or whatever. You got it. You got it made. I like it. Yeah, as long as it makes some sense. You know, there were fishing baits out there. You know, bass, a largemouth and smallmouth bass has a row of very fine teeth. And there are some of the lures out there that, it acts like Velcro, you know, it really does. So maybe it's the same kind of concept. I don't know. Give it a shot. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. We're taking your calls today. You are running the show, folks. I'm just here monitoring. So you're welcome to give us a call if you'd like. We are talking about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. We talked about the compass system as far as a new way to purchase your hunting and fishing license online. You can do that yourself. And I think that's the direction we're moving. The shops are the shops that have the licenses. And the compass-based system, they're all pretty much going to go online here by the end of the month, let's hope. The shop owners, the independent shop owners and all the others have had to purchase both the hardware and the software for the new compass system. They basically have to go on the Internet to access the compass system for you to purchase your license. They've got to buy their own paper and everything else. The state doesn't supply the paper anymore. That's exactly what they mean by when deployed fully, this system will use the latest technology and green practices to better serve our customers and support licensed agents. We believe the Compass will raise the bar for similar systems developed for our sister agencies throughout the U.S. In other words, that's from Len Singel, the Chief Information Officer of DNR. And they are going to be launching this thing hopefully by the end of this month. It makes it easier and more convenient than the system it is replacing called the COIN system. The Compass emails customers an electronic copy of their license within 30 minutes of the purchase and automatically issues customers a new DNR ID card, creating an easy way to renew or make purchases. With the DNR ID card, customers will not have to go through the process of filling out all the original forms. Additionally, any DNR service center or sports license agents can provide a new copy if the card is lost. To ensure the changeover runs smoothly, DNR transferred the last 3 years of purchases and customer information from the current system to Compass. More than 750,000 customers and 2 million licenses. Since DNR started the pilot program a week ago, agents have already issued more than 1,300 transactions worth more than $100,000. Customers can currently use the Compass at pilot program locations. At the end of March, DNR will roll out the full program, meaning customers can use Compass to buy licenses from home, online, and by live operator telephone. The department will no longer charge convenience fees to customers enrolling and purchasing online or from the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. call center. DNR will release additional information as it prepares to fully deploy Compass. Sports license agent locations will be added on a regional rotation, starting with those managed by the Salisbury Regional Service Center. DNR encourages hunters and anglers to visit any of the locations listed on the website, DNR website/Compass, and purchase their license through Compass. Customers should be sure to bring a government-issued form of identification to access their customer record and sign up. Enrollment is a one-time process. That means your driver's license, by the way. One-time process where the system verifies the customer's information for compliance and purchase eligibility. In other words, unless you have an outstanding warrant or owe child support. Once the system is fully established, users will be able to self-enroll from the convenience and comfort of their homes. Compass, a DNR major information technology project, is being developed in partnership with JMT Technology Group in Sparks. It's part of a two-year consulting and technical services to contract. Told you. That's what that's all about, full disclosure. So, there you go. You get to buy your license online. You go to a service agent once and go through the process if you like. You will be required to give your Social Security number. More than likely, if you've purchased a license online like I have, they will have your ID in the system if you've purchased a hunting or fishing license in the last couple of years. So, there you go. Agents aren't necessarily happy about it, but they do comply, as they always do. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. We're getting some, we got a couple of interesting emails starting last week from a fella about minks in Maryland. About minks. And he's seen, I think, three minks in his history here in Maryland. And he sent me some photos, and it looks like they're river otters, to be honest with you. And he said they're from a video. They don't appear to be a mink. But, you know, minks are not all that common. They are here in Maryland, that's for sure. And he's seen three of them. I've actually seen three of them. I saw one over in Baltimore County in the valley in the claws, in the talons of a red-tailed hawk who was fending off two turkey buzzards who wanted to steal his meal. The hawk had a little difficult time getting up in the air with that mink in its talons and actually landed on a little tree there. Just glared at the turkey vultures who were advancing on him. But I think the hawk won the battle. The other one I saw just a couple weeks ago was a roadkill, actually out on Liberty Road in western Baltimore County at the Carroll County line, near Liberty Reservoir, but not anywhere near the water. And then the other one I saw was in Howard County, kind of strolled up along the creek there. It actually climbed a tree, got up in the tree and crawled out on a branch and looked around and crawled back down the tree and went on its merry way along the stream. So very interesting is the mink. Let's talk to Edward in Reisterstown. Good morning, Ed. Hello, Edward. Edward's gone. Sorry about that. Couldn't wait. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We have an open line. You are certainly welcome to give us a call. Let's see. We talked about that. Just an update. If you didn't hear the first hour, let me tell you where we are with a couple of bills. The hunting license fee increase bill, HB 1419, passed out of the House committee with the Department of Natural Resources amendments, which lowered the hunting license fees. The bill will be on the House floor today, probably, to be discussed, debated, and hopefully voted on. The NRP funding bill, the Natural Resources Police funding bill, which is SB 318, passed a second reader. That calls for 435 NRP agents or Natural Resources Police in the next 10 years. It's a $30 million funding bill that needs to be done to fund all those agents, and over the next 10 years, we'll see how that goes. The House Judiciary Committee killed the House companion bill. There were two bills filed, one in the House, one in the Senate. Senate Bill 588, the Western Maryland handgun bill that allow bow hunters to carry handguns in Region A, bear country, during the archery season. So now it's going to be difficult to move that Senate bill forward once the House bill was killed in committee. So there we are with that. The MSSA Gillnet sponsored the Gillnet Band, the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association. Delegate Kathy, what was her name, Klausmeier, Baltimore County, put in a bill to ban gillnets. The hearing did not go well for the MSSA who testified. However, the Senate committee that heard that bill moved it forward with amendments, and the amendments are that DNR has to establish a technical committee with two members of the Watermen's Association, two members of the MSSA to study the effects of gillnet here in Maryland and establish regulations. Let's talk to Joe in Essex about trout fishing. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Okay.
What's up?
Good morning. Well, I was looking in the book, and usually I'm used to fishing trout fishing the last Saturday of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's got marked closure date for number one.
Closure dates are wrong.
They're wrong.
Okay. Closure dates are wrong. Yeah, we went over this a couple weeks ago.
Did you? Okay, apparently missed it.
Yeah, the closure dates are incorrect. They are correct online.
Okay.
Are you online?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, can you get online and go to the DNR website?
Yeah, I can get that.
Let me see if I can find it here real quick. Let's see. It might take me a minute. All right. But, yeah, you were used to going trout fishing last Saturday of March, right?
Yes.
As is everybody. Yes, indeed. And, I mean, that's a pretty important date to screw up for a lot of people, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, let's see, fishing regulations, and, no, I don't want that. I don't think I do. Freshwater recreational fishing regulations. Let's see. Oh, man. All right. You might have to give me a minute. It's hard to talk and work online at the same time. So,
well, I can do that.
Yeah, but just go online and you'll be able to find the rule book there. And we may be able to help you out on that here before the end of the show. I'll give it a try.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Super. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's talk to Edward now in Reisterstown. Edward?
Morning, Alan.
Yes, sir?
I read a short article in the paper quickly yesterday. I didn't digest the whole thing about the water supply in Maryland.
Right.
Did you read it?
No, I don't read the Sun. Unless I'm in it.
The water supply in Maryland has really been adversely affected. In regards to chemicals and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just wonder whether or not there's anybody that's listening can elaborate on that a little bit this morning.
Well, it was in the Sun. What did the Sun say?
Well, I read it quick. In other words, there's other things that are more important, but water is really important.
No kidding.
It had to do with chemicals and stuff.
Uh huh.
So,
but you don't have it in front. You don't have it in front of you.
I'm going to hang up. Maybe somebody call and talk about that a little bit.
The water quality. Okay, that sounds like a whole show to me. But if anybody would like to call and comment, they're certainly welcome to do that. Appreciate it, Ed.
All
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Let's see. Looking for the title. I'm looking for the trout things here online. Yeah, March 31. The closure schedules are incorrect. I think they just picked up last year's dates. If you go online, if it's actually on page 24 of the online fishing guide, and I have the printed version here. Let's see. I guess it's pretty important to do this. Since trout season is right around the corner. All right, here's what it says in the book. Closure ends March 26th, which was last year's last Saturday of March. Closure 1 is March 11th to March 31st. Closure 2 is March 25th to March 31st. Closure 3 is April 15th to April 21st. And closure 4 is April 17th to April 23rd. So basically, if you're looking in the book, just add 5 days to any of those dates that you see there, and that'll give you the proper closure. In other words, March 6th goes to March 11th. March 26th goes to March 31. On closure number 2, you drop 5 days from March 25th to March 20th, and that goes to March 31st. So, yeah, it's what I said first was right. Add 5 days to any of those numbers that are printed on the printed version of your Maryland Fishing Guide, and it'll give you the correct closure dates. So let me review again here real quick. And if you don't have it in front of you, it's just confusing as all get out, and I understand it. But long story short, trout season opens next Saturday, March 31st. How's that sound? Okay? Does that work for you? Works for me. Any other questions? Let's see. Joe in Westminster. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Fine.
What's up?
I was wondering about, well, first of all, let me say I love steamed crabs.
Well, who doesn't?
Native Marylander. But the only thing I love as much as, or a little bit more than steamed crabs, are soft crabs.
Boy, they are good, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And their availability is my question.
Yep.
It seems like outside of the spring and summer seasons, the live ones, which are the only kind I would eat when prepared, are very, very hard to locate.
It all depends on where you go, and yes, that is true, and that's because the bulk of the crabs during the close season here in Maryland come from our southern states. Right now, the bulk of the crabs are coming from Louisiana. Some are coming from Florida. Some are coming from Texas. Some are coming from the Carolinas. Some are even coming from Virginia since their season just opened. However, soft crabs, as you know, are part of the molting process that crabs go through.
Yes.
To truck a crab, a soft crab from Louisiana, and that's how they come, by truck, to truck those crabs to Maryland does preclude having good quality soft crabs this time of year. Some are available, and I have seen them in some of the shops. But they're, yes, like you said, they're very hard to locate, and they're not exactly inexpensive. But they are available, and you want to drop me an email. I'll drop you an email back to where you can get them.
Okay.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem, Joe. Thank you.
Bye bye.
There he goes, and that's why we don't have a lot of soft crabs here. Hey, you know what? I would invite you to join folks like Tyler Ide, who caught a nice largemouth bass, and Dominic Stefano in Easton, who caught a yellow perch. Mr. Ide was from Bel Air. Engzu Zhao from Cockeysville caught a crappie. Jeff and Joey Rowland both caught catch and release striped bass. Richard King caught a nice, from Cumberland, caught a nice rainbow trout. Mark Chassereau from Middle River caught a big yellow perch. Stephen Donahue from Clayton caught a catch-and-release largemouth. Gavin Hopkins from Frostburg, also with a yellow perch. Kelly Brook from Princess Anne with a white perch. Richard Lumpkin from Middle River caught a yellow perch. And Darren Walk from Chesapeake, from Bowie, caught a striped bass catch-and-release entry in the fishing challenge. These folks all caught fish within the last couple weeks, and they're in the fishing challenge. And you, too, could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish, certify that catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, in tidal rivers, in the Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. We invite you to stop by your local fishing citation center or visit the DNR website, www.dnr.maryland.gov. Go to the fishing button, and you'll see all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge, honoring Lefty Cray. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov for more information. My question is, are you feeling lucky? Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, we're back. Okay, time for me to tell you about Bay Linex of Glen Burn and the terrific job that they do on their spray-on truck bed liners. The coating is just absolutely unbelievable. And we've had a number of listeners call in and tell us, even Richard from Glen Burn a couple weeks ago told us what a great job they do. Well, not only that, the mobile unit can go to your job site or your farm or your house or wherever. If you got secondary abatement, if you got tanks that you want to bury, if you've got styrofoam that needs coated, styrofoam, that's right, can be coated with the Linex protective material. It even is strong enough for explosive abatement. So if you need something really strong, the Linex material is the stuff that you can spray on whatever your application is, your deck, your trailers, your tanks, your forklifts, your lift gates, anything that needs protection. Now, when it comes to truck beds, if you like black, which is basic and a nice shiny finish on that, you can get that, which is what I have in my truck, or you can have the truck spray-on bed liner matched to the same color as your vehicle, and that really looks cool too. So it just looks like truck bed, only it's got that protective coating on there. They match the paint with the paint number, the DuPont paint number that's on your, you know, the little code on your engine, and it looks beautiful. What a great looking job. So there you go. All the Linex material is available for commercial applications or for your truck bed. Bay Linex at Glen Burn is a place to find it. BayLinex.com is the website, www.baylinex.com. And 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A is where you'll find them. That's 400 Arundel Corporation Road, Beltway Exit 3A in Glen Burnie. Bobby Hawkins is the man. Here's the number, 410-789-0199. 789-0199 for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now more than just bedliners.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, what I was going to tell you is Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, if you mention Ellis Outdoors or the Outdoorsman Radio Show, when you get your truck bed done, he'll give you a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. So there you go. And we do want to tell you about, this is our last, I think this is our last commercial of the day, and we'll take your phone calls up to the end of the show, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680, about anything you'd like to talk about, we'll talk about with you. Tochterman's. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I talked to Tony the other day, and they are excited. The good weather has been good. The rockfish gear has been flying out of there, the trolling rods. The folks fish in Ocean City on the deep water wrecks with the electric fishing reels. They have a great selection of electric fishing reels. If you want to really get down deep and get on some of these offshore wrecks and things like that and not have to worry about reeling in line all the way in, well, they can handle that too. The new line of St. Croix rods, the new line of panfish rods have come in from St. Croix. All the Shimano rods are there. The new, the jigging rods, you know, for all aspects of freshwater and saltwater fishing. They've got everything for rockfish. They've got a complete fly fishing room. The Yeti coolers are on the way, and a new selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses has come in. They already have the largest selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses that I've ever seen in my life. Well, they've got them at Tochterman's, downtown Baltimore. All fishing all the time. Bait and tackle, all kinds of new lures for bass fishing and freshwater fishing are there right now, and all the new swim baits and everything else. And you know what the cool part is? They've got experts to talk about all that stuff, too. You want to talk about fly fishing? You talk to Joe. You want to talk about bass fishing? You talk to Gene. You want to talk about offshore? You talk to McCabe. You name it. It's all there. Tochterman's, downtown Baltimore. Where is this wondrous place? Same place it's been since 1916, 1919, 1925. Eastern Avenue, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway, right there in Fells Point on Eastern Avenue. Give them a call or stop by 410-327-6942. 410-327-6942. That's Tochterman's, downtown Baltimore. Same family name, same location. For generations. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 800-922-6680. You're welcome to give us a call and talk about anything you want to talk about, and we'll see what happens. Let's see if there's something here interesting I can talk about. There we go. Any of you bass fishermen in your bass clubs, if you'd like to help out a great organization and youngsters too, Living Classrooms of the National Capital Region right down there in Potomac is having the Nation's River Bass Tournament May 17th and 18th at the National Harbor. And ran into Mary Lou Livingood a couple of weeks ago, and she's intimately involved with the livingclassroomsdc.org. Organization. The Nation's River Bass Tournament supports the Let's Move Outside initiative launched by First Lady Michelle Obama. The event connects youth to their natural resources through a combination of educational, physical, and recreational activities. In 2012, the Nation's River Bass Tournament will incorporate the Walmart FLW Outdoor Open Exhibits and hands-on activities for youth and their families from Friday, May 18th through Sunday, May 20th. If you'd like more information, you can give them a call at 202-488-0627, livingclassroomsdc.org, or just Google Living Classrooms of the National Capital Region if that's what you want to do. The bass tournament's coming up, and I'm sure they could use some help with some bass boats to help take kids fishing if you guys want to get in touch. Talk to Paul in Dundalk. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Al?
What's up?
I was just wondering what's the best way to catch a bluefish.
The best way to catch a bluefish, first you got to find them.
Okay.
That's probably going to be in the southern part of the bay. Bluefish are making a little bit of a comeback, but nothing like it was. Down around Solomon's or somewhere down that way, lower Potomac River. And the best way to catch one is... I'll tell you what, we've used bucktails, we've used live bait. You can live line spot just like you do rockfish. And in the summertime, they're more available up the bay. But why do you want to catch a bluefish?
I think they're just a neat-looking fish.
They are. Another way to go is inshore charter, May, June, off Ocean City. Talk to some of the captains down there and see if they'll take you for them. Because they usually start making that run. in June, and there's plenty of big ones offshore as opposed to in the bay.
Okay, that's cool. Now, one more question. Are they any good to eat?
Yes, they're delicious to eat. Now, okay. a lot of people dispute that, and here's what happens. They have a line of dark flesh down the lateral line.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to eat that. That's the lateral line is what they use to sense everything in the water, and there's a line of fat that goes down along that lateral line. You've seen it if you've eaten fish.
Okay.
You need to trim that out. It's pretty pronounced in a bluefish, and it turns dark gray or a brown color when you cook them. You want to just take once you cook them, just take a fork and flake that off and discard it. I mean, some people like that fishy flavor, and that's what it is. It's fish fat. I don't like it. A lot of people don't like it. And, you know, you can get rid of it beforehand if you take and fillet them and you just take your fillet knife and cut right down that lateral line. You can just trim that fat off before you cook it, and then it's not even in the pan. So, but, yeah, they're delicious. Grilled, especially grilled, is very, very good.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
All right, Paul, you got it. All right, thank you. Talk to you later, 410-922-6680. Do we have time to take one more quick call, maybe? If they're on the line real quick, 922-6680, 1-800-922-6680, 410-922-6680. If not, well, it is what it is. We talked earlier with Gene Hyatt from the found this information just a minute ago about the Turkey Federation, the weekend, the Jake's weekend. Jake stands for Juniors Acquiring Ethics and Skills. That's the youngsters. That weekend is June 23rd and 24th, and that's sponsored by the Central Maryland Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation at Meyer Station Nature Center in Odenton. It's also Women in the Outdoors the week before that, June 16th. You can get more information from centralmarylandnwtf.com, and that'll help you out. All right, 410? Nope, we're done. No more calls. There's the music. Time for me to say goodbye for another week. And I'll talk to you next Saturday, same time, same station. See if we can come up with it for a guest for next week if you like. Or we can just, you and I, just chat again like we have today. I'm sure there'll be plenty of action in the General Assembly. We can talk about the laws that affect you and I. Now it's time for me to say to you, get out, stay out, stay safe.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's